from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All season ticket holders were offered the chance to buy a parking permit this year. So all the Bills parking lots are permit only. So fans that in the past may have shown up and parked in a Bills lot, paid cash, or used a credit card, they're not going to be able to do that any longer. So those fans were encouraging to have an advance plan, know which neighborhood lot you might be trying to go to, possibly take the NFTA Game Day Express, possibly use rideshare, and definitely we should suggest strongly to carpool. A lot of fans carpooled last year. That always makes a big difference. Less cars on the road, less people needing parking spots helps everybody out.
Andy Major, Vice President, Operations and Guest Experience. We talked to him yesterday about prep for the opener, which is, of course, coming up Sunday. Temperatures this week, beautiful. 80s, high 70s. By the weekend, going to dip and get a little bit cooler. Forecast for Sunday, 40s and 50s.
Nice.
So cooler fall day, pop-up showers throughout the weekend as well. High of 80 today, 81 tomorrow. Just absolutely beautiful days here leading into the season. NFL season openers tomorrow between the Ravens and the Chiefs from Kansas City.
Have a nice cider mosa leading into the game on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a move. It's a good move.
Yeah.
The cider mosa. Needs to become a more popular fall drink.
Yeah, I'm into it. Sure.
There's nothing crazy about it. It's just champagne and cider.
That's right.
But it's great.
Dark beer season coming around as well.
Yes. I had the draft I was at yesterday, Nate Geary sitting next to me just drinking dark beer after the dark beers. I need it to be a little chillier for the dark beer. Yesterday was a little warm for that.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, we're asking a couple things today as we kind of get you into a game week. Injury report mentioned coming out. Media today expecting the Bills captains today. Should we get on the record and predict the captains? You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. We have to settle
We got to settle on a number.
How many?
Yeah. I guess we could have different numbers.
We could. Allen, Dawkins, Milano, Taron Johnson.
Even Milano is like not...
I still think they'll do it.
They did not... So when you were running through them yesterday, maybe you'll remember this off the top of your head. 2 years ago, they voted Vaughn a captain.
They did.
But not last year?
Ooh, I don't remember.
All right. I thought I remembered when you were running through that they didn't name Vaughn a captain last year. But all right, Milano. Milano for now. I think Mac Hollins is going to be a captain.
That's a good answer.
I think Hollins is going to be a captain. You said Dawkins.
They had 8 captains last year.
Knox, I think, is going to be a captain.
Vaughn was a captain last year.
He was? Okay.
Yes, he was.
So Vaughn's going to be a captain again, isn't he?
Sure.
So Allen, Milano, Hollins, Dawkins, Vaughn, Knox. That's 6. 2 more?
Taron Johnson.
Every time.
I know.
We need a new name for his position.
Yeah, because he gets forgotten all the time.
He's listed as a cornerback. No. He needs a new position. And Nickelback isn't going to work for me. I need like a brand new name.
Taron like, back.
Taron back.
Let's name the position after Taron Johnson. Taron back. I've got 6.
Swiss knife.
Allen,
just something.
Allen, Dawkins, Milano, Johnson, Hollins, Miller. You had somebody else?
No, it's 7.
Rasul Douglas?
Did you say Knox? I had Knox in there.
Dawson Knox. I mean, if I'm at Dawson, I need a special teams captain. Tyler Bass? Reed Ferguson?
Yeah.
Damar Hamlin.
Do they have like a core special teams guy that isn't like who's the Medakevich guy?
Right.
For this. I don't know who that answer is. Isn't Hollins kind of also that? Is he not going to play special teams? He was sold on that.
He's going to play a lot of snaps, I think. Is MVS about to be a captain? He's a veteran.
Oh my goodness.
If they give it to veterans.
Oh my goodness.
Stay tuned anyway. I think that's today. Media today.
I'll go Ferguson. That's my eight. Okay. Alan Milano, Hollins, Dawkins, Knox, Vaughn, Taron Johnson, Ferguson.
Okay. Book it. We'll find out later today.
All right.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you'd like to join us. One thing, so speaking of captains, Stephon Diggs was named a captain in Houston.
All right.
He also...
Which to me was like the least surprising thing in the world.
Yeah, not surprised.
He's been a captain for the Bills for years.
Yeah. Was a popular teammate when he was here, despite how things ended. He was popular. Houston names Diggs a captain. He also, we got some quotes from him about basically, you kind of have to decide what you have to believe. There's an article in, was it GQ?
It was GQ.
Okay. About his time here and why it ended. And he basically said he was in a bad mental state all last year and had to shake loose. He had to get out of here.
Worst of his career is what he said.
Yep. He had to get out of here. Probably because he was phased out of the offense. This is the closest thing you'll ever get to him demanding the ball on the record. This is kind of the first time it's happened. There's been tons of speculation about it. This is him saying, who doesn't want the ball? Everybody does, which is, of course, true.
Uh-huh.
They all want the ball. And they all want to win. And Diggs leaves. And he says that with regard to both teams, because he's now left two different teams, Minnesota and Buffalo, he said, neither of those teams wanted me to leave. Now, again, like we could, let's treat this like a breakup. I broke up with him. No, I broke up with them. He said, they said, whatever. If you take Diggs at his word, which is that the Bills did not want to have this breakup happen, they look at it as unfortunate, which is very believable, by the way. They did just restructure him the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bills say a million things about how this ultimately ended. The Bills did not have designs on having him gone this year until it became clear, okay, we're going to have him gone this year. So this is not something the Bills wanted to happen, right?
Right.
Fair? And if this is not something the Bills wanted to happen or planned to happen, wouldn't it be reasonable to say every single point mentioned about how I think this is what the Bills really want from their receiver room is just wrong. Just not right. It's provably incorrect. They would have planned for him to be here. Then it blows up. It's the same as getting dumped and saying, you know what? I feel like this is actually good for me. Like it long term, it might be, but this was not your plan. That's if you take his side of the story at his word. If they did want to break up and did want to move him on, okay. They arrived at that point. Both sides want to end this relationship. That's fine. But it, to me, one of my big takeaways, Joe, was it's another example. It's another, you want to say, smoking gun about how it all fell apart. Diggs basically says he didn't believe in the Joe Brady offense. That's really what is at the root of this.
He basically says that.
Yeah.
One of the write-ups, one of the quotes that he says is, you can't roll out of bed getting 800 yards in the first eight games. You tell me about the last 10. What changed? What were the changes going on? Like, for the last 10 games, I forgot how to play bleeping football? That's his quote from GQ.
Now, there's a spot where I think he is probably right.
Well, we've been trying to explain since the end of the season, how is someone capable of having that much production early on, where he's got 100 yards in every game, to last in the National Football League in yards per target? How did he become the least efficient wide receiver in the league in the last month of the year? We've been trying to figure out the answer to that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Diggs is telling you it was the coordinator.
Sure, which, of course, you want to say he doesn't want to take accountability for that? You can do that. What's most likely? That one of the best receivers in football over the last 5 years hits a wall in November? Or a change in offensive philosophy led to a change in his contribution? Like, one of those is very easy to believe. So, okay, he blames Joe Brady. The Bills can, of course, move on and be better for it. The one thing I would say, this isn't even necessarily a defense of Diggs. It's just, if we can be real about it for a moment. If you want to say he forced his way off of another team here, I'll watch out, he forced his way off another team. Last time he did it, it worked out pretty darn well for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. He wanted out of Minnesota. He didn't like the way the offense was going. He got out. He had a career explosion, became part of a winning franchise, helped identify, become an identifiable star in the league with a growing franchise and a franchise. Like, everything went great for him. So you might think someone is a loose cannon or wild. If you're looking at him and his history, you'd say, last time he did this, it did work great for him. Wouldn't he be more inclined to think, if I try this again, it'll work again? Right? It's not, he doesn't have any regrets. If he were to force his way off Minnesota, Minnesota did fire the coach he did not believe in, Mike Zimmer.
Right. Yep.
They drafted Justin Jefferson, and now they found their way to another offensive coach. But the point is, Diggs did this once, and it went great for him.
He got there, though, because he got to a point where he didn't believe in the coaches, right? He didn't believe in
the run-heavy
offensive philosophy.
Yep. And then he forced his way out. He thought his career would be wasted.
Yeah.
And he came here, and his career blossomed.
So all this time, where we've kind of heard a lot of, not even heard a lot of, just like fans bringing it up or people on TV bringing it up, trying to like guess at like what happened here. And a lot of times you'll hear, oh, well, did Diggs and Allen's relationship break down? Did Diggs and McDermott's relationship break down? And I'm not even saying that those things didn't happen. I just haven't seen much evidence other than McDermott and Diggs on the first day of minicamp last year that you could say that it did. This whole time, could it have just been, it was Joe Brady and Diggs? Is that it? Is that the reason he's not here anymore? Is it just Joe Brady is now the offensive coordinator? If Ken Dorsey is their offensive coordinator and the offense is more fluid and is working better last year and he is not fired and he is still their offensive coordinator, is Diggs still a Bill? Is it all just the same as Minnesota? He got to a point where he said, this ain't my guy. This ain't going to work for me. And he had the evidence. He had the evidence of he came in and I became the least efficient receiver in football. Is it that simple? Is he just not here because Joe Brady's the offensive coordinator now?
Probably. And I'm
not even saying that Diggs has to be right in that. I mean, he was right last time, right, with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have to be right. Like, Joe Brady could come in, and you've said it, like, he could be a witch when he shows up. And he gets everybody involved, and Kincaid becomes a star, and their offense is fluid, and James Cook, like, they figure it out. And they get the answers. It looks different, but they're still a top-five offense in the league. But I certainly have questions. I think everybody has questions, at least, about Joe Brady. And maybe one of them that can't be answered this year, I don't think, because they just don't have the personnel for it, is do you know what to do with a star receiver? Because I had nothing from your background that told me you had any problems there.
Right.
Jamar Chase and
LSU,
Jefferson.
They're throwing all over the place as passing game coordinator.
Yeah. He got all of his receivers involved in Carolina to a crazy degree, even over 100 targets for three guys. So I didn't have any evidence before that said you couldn't do that. But then you got here and you took over play calling duties and my number one receiver who was on pace for 1,800 yards suddenly became the worst receiver or the least efficient receiver in football. So, again, I don't have a guy right now that even can answer this question, but it's worth wondering what happened. How did your change in offense cause him to get that bad statistically? What happened that allowed that to happen? And again, I don't know that we're going to have an answer for it. right. in the next 12 months.
I mean, they couldn't get him the ball anywhere. It was very inefficient, in part because they started running those screens to him.
Screens which... and just I don't know what, like, the route tree just changed completely. Yep. They thought he was, you know, didn't he play him like he was Curtis Samuel?
Yes.
And you didn't have him identifying Diggs' strengths. Maybe is all it was.
803-0550. Don tweets in, during the first eight games that Diggs is talking about, what was the team's record and compare it to the last nine games? You could do that. The Bills were 6-6, in part because they gave up a game-winning drive to Mac Jones. Right? Like in a punt return, touchdown, and overtime to the Jets. And an extra field goal to the Broncos. I know that has become the receiver's fault. We've learned that lesson that, you know, wins are all that matters. We'll see. I think the whole thing sounds like it's not that dramatic, even though it's been pretty dramatic. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. He didn't believe in their offense. He wanted out. They said, okay.
They lost last year three games in which he led the team in offense, or led the team in receiving.
Well, it's his fault.
Three games. The three games they lost with Diggs leading the team in receiving was the overtime loss against the Jets in week one, where he had over 100 yards. They lost the Jacksonville game by 5 in London, where he had 121. And they lost the Bengal game by 6, where he had 86. That's it. So, I don't know. That
Listen, without like, again, we're already doing this, we're relitigating his time here. Without saying they need him back, I just want to know, like, to someone like Don who tweets in, if Keon Coleman goes for 160 and they lose a game, is it Keon Coleman's fault? Is it bad that you threw him the ball a lot? Is it bad that he had a good day? I think a really dangerous lesson to take is, well, we won a good record without one person producing. That must mean we don't need that person. And that's, I feel like it's a bad takeaway. If they want him out because declining skills, cap hit, transition, reset, all those things make plenty of sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. But I don't want to treat good performances as worthless if they lose a game.
All right.
How's Josh Allen done against the Chiefs in the playoffs? Well, they've lost every game. Should they try a different quarterback? Like, of course not. You know, the good players right. still do the good things. And you anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. You have to watch those stupid Chiefs play tomorrow night. Against
yes, we do.
Against Baltimore. And Lamar has lost weight.
Yeah, we can get into that.
We can.
That's a little strange for a guy that's missed, I think the number is 8-9 games in the last 2 years.
Well, before we get to that, when we get back, I want to play Let's Get Stupid, except it's not something you or I or Josh has come up with. Paris. The mayor of Paris is playing Let's Get Stupid with the Eiffel Tower.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.